What's the town hall meeting all about? When and where?
Well, we're having a big party, or barbecue, you want to call it, and it's to show the mineral owners and royalty owners out there in the stack play how much we appreciate them. It's going to be this Thursday night, February the 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Canadian Valley Technology Center. That's the Votec there on Route 66 in El Reno. It's a beautiful new facility. Their building was tragically struck in the 2013 F5 tornado that we had. So they've been nice enough to let us use their facility, and we hope to have a really good turnout for our event.
So the whole purpose, socializing and everything, but at the same time explaining things about the stack. Is that right?
Yes. We have a lot of folks who are new to leasing in the stack play. And a lot of new mineral owners, they might have recently inherited their minerals, and this is their first experience with leasing coming into their area. So we will tell them about our organization, NARO, which is really the only organization in Washington, D.C., fighting on behalf of the royalty owners. And I will give a presentation myself on the stack play, and we'll go over permits, completions, lease offers, pooling amounts, that type of stuff, which should be very informative for those folks. And then finally, I have a gentleman named Jared Bays. He's a landman there in Canadian County, and he's going to walk them through the leasing process from the landman's perspective. So it will be a very educational event for both new mineral owners as well as people that have owned minerals for a long time.
And with the growth of the stack, that is the popularity and the increased exploration, I imagine more and more landowners are being exposed to the possibility of leasing their land, right?
Absolutely. Lease offers are just going through the roof, and prices just keep getting higher and higher, so we really like that. And because of that, there are a lot of questions these people have, and so that's what NARO is here for, and we're here to answer their questions about that and take them through the leasing process.
Now, it's not just for Canadian County landowners. I mean, anybody can come?
Not at all. Anyone is welcome. You know, anyone out there in Canadian, Kingfisher, Blaine, Custer, Logan, parts of Dewey, you know, they're all included in the stack. And, of course, we've got a lot of people that own minerals in the stack who do not live in the stack. So, anybody who wants to learn more about NARO or learn more about the stack is more than welcome to attend. You do have to go online and register at NARO-US.org. And if you'll just go to the events page or the Oklahoma chapter page, we've got our registration set up on there.
So in one sense, it's kind of a membership gathering effort on the organization's part. But are you planning further meetings with, let's say, people who might live up further in Blaine County or Kingfisher County?
We've had interest, and in looking at my registrations, I've got people from all over the stack play coming to this event. Who knows if it's successful? We hope to maybe do another one maybe later in the year. We'll just have to see. This is the first time we really had an event like this that pertains to a particular play, so... But from all indications we've seen, it should be a huge turnout.
What about the scoop? Any efforts to go down and try and attract membership there, too, and hold an event?
Absolutely. Our next town hall that we have in Oklahoma, actually we're having one in Tulsa the following week, but the next one that we'll have that focuses on a play will be in the scoop. I don't know when we're exactly going to have that, but that's definitely in the works because there's a lot of interest down there from mineral owners as well.